This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. The White House says U.S. President Donald Trump did not contradict his top intelligence official about Russian election interference. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on Wednesday's back and forth between the president and a reporter.
Days after National Intelligence Chief Dan Coats warned about overall cyber threats to the U.S., a reporter asked President Trump a question.
Is Russia still targeting the U.S., Mr. President?
The president said no twice, apparently contradicting Coates days after calling into question the intelligence community's assessment of Russian election meddling. But spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says the president was not actually responding to the question when he said no.
He was saying no, he's not taking questions.
Even though he went on to answer another question. Sanders says the president does believe Russia would again target American elections. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A Russian woman arrested in Washington over the weekend appears to have ties to Russia's intelligence services. That's according to court documents on Wednesday. Maria Butina faces charges of working as an illegal foreign agent in the United States. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley defended the June decision for the U.S. to withdraw from the U.N. Human Rights Council. She said Wednesday at a conservative foundation in Washington, the body is the U.N.'s greatest failure.
It has been a bully pulpit for human rights violators. And the Human Rights Council has been not a place of conscience, but a place of politics.
Haley said Washington disagrees with the council's makeup, which includes some of the world's worst rights offenders, including China, Venezuela, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt. We have more stories for our listeners on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The evacuation of thousands of people from two pro-Syrian government villages in the northwest got underway overnight. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and a commander in the regional alliance that backs Damascus made the confirmations. The two villages in Idlib province have been besieged by rebel fighters for years. They're being evacuated as part of a mediated deal between insurgents and the government that includes a release of prisoners held by the government. Sources on both sides confirm. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Wednesday the remains of some American servicemen killed in the Korean War would be returned to the U.S. in the coming weeks.
We're making progress along the border to get the return of remains, a very important issue for those families. We think in the next couple of weeks we'll have the first remains returned. That's the commitment. So a progress certainly being made there.
Officials from the two countries met on the inter-Korean border on Sunday and Monday in an effort to coordinate the return of the remains of the soldiers who were killed during the war in the early 1950s. The date and the number of sets of remains to be returned has not been disclosed. The 12 boys and their soccer coach rescued from a flooded cave in Thailand recounted details of their ordeal on Wednesday for the first time in public. Reuters' Scarlett Savitanovich reports.
The 12 boys from the Wild Boars soccer team, along with their coach, described what it was like being trapped underground for over 2 weeks.
I was really afraid, not to be able to return home.
The team was found squatting in a flooded chamber several kilometers within the cave complex and described the moment two British divers discovered them as magical.
We heard some noises of people talking, so we told each other to be quiet and listen to the noise. We weren't sure, so we listened, and it turns out, yes, it's true.
That was Reuters' Scarlett Savitanovich reporting. The team left the hospital early on Wednesday. European Union antitrust regulators levied a record $5 billion fine against Google Wednesday for illegal restrictions on Android smartphone makers and mobile network operators. VOA's Jeff Custer has the details.
The European Commission ordered Google to end the illegal conduct within 90 days or face additional penalties of up to 5% of parent Alphabet's average daily worldwide turnover. The EU enforcer also dismissed Google's arguments, citing Apple as a competitor to Android devices, saying the iPhone maker does not sufficiently constrain Google because of its higher prices and switching costs for users. Reuters news agency reports Google said its Android devices have created more choices for everyone and that it will appeal the EU decision. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
A Turkish court has ordered U.S. pastor Andrew Brunson to remain in jail on terror charges. More on voanews.com. I'm Liz Palka.